I am a sci-fi nut. I love Star Trek, Star Wars, Battlestar Galactica, and all the genres of science fiction. I would love nothing more than for there to be alien worlds with advanced technology and for Jedis to be real. So I'm not making this claim because it's something I hope is true. Nor does the existence of alien life on other planets threaten my religious views. The Catholic Church has come out in recent years explicitly saying that if life exists on other planets, it does not disprove Catholicism. In fact, these beings would be in need of redemption and need to accept Jesus Christ. Discovering life on other planets would be no different than when the Europeans discovered the Americas. It is important to point out that there are two aspects to the questions of aliens visiting our planet. One are the sometimes very credible sightings of unidentified flying objects, and the second is the phenomena of alien abduction. First, let's talk about UFO sightings. Unidentified flying objects are just that, unidentified. We have no idea what they are. But because of Hollywood and television, we impose the belief that these are beings from other planets somewhere in the galaxy or the universe that have come to visit us. But we don't know that. All we know is there is something in the sky, and we don't know what it is. Most people will say yes, but they always seem to come from the sky like they're coming from space. And they have been seen by the astronauts on the International Space Station. And this is true. Oftentimes this does happen. It is important to note that the International Space Station is not in space. It is in the upper part of the atmosphere. And UFOs have been seen coming up from the ocean as well. Some people assume that the aliens from another planet have some kind of base down there, but they don't know that. Have they seen the base? There are all kinds of other explanations for these UFOs. They could be top secret military crafts from either the United States or another country, for instance. Many of the UFO sightings in the 1970s that people assumed were visitations from aliens from another planet actually turned out to be sightings of the stealth bomber, which was being developed and tested at the time. UFOs do not have to be aliens from another planet. Here are a couple of quotes from people who have a better than average knowledge on the subject. Arthur C. Clarke. One theory, which can no longer be taken very seriously, is that UFOs are interstellar spaceships. Carl Sagan. The least likely explanation of UFOs is the hypothesis of extraterrestrial visitations by intelligent beings. Think of how many other explanations there might be. Time travelers, demons, tourists from another dimension, the souls of the dead. Each of these explanations has been seriously proffered. People will oftentimes point out scientific research that says, mathematically speaking, there should be life on other planets, even intelligent life on other planets. And that lends credence to the idea that UFOs are aliens. It is true, mathematical hypotheses such as the Drake equation say the chances of life on other planets is good. But then there is also the Fermi paradox. Most people don't know about this. The Fermi paradox says, yes, the odds are good. In fact, they're too good. They're so good, in fact, that we should not only have made contact with aliens by now, but we should be living Star Trek. We should be exchanging ideas and constantly being in contact with all these other alien life forms. And we should be seeing their spaceships all over the place and all kinds of evidence of advanced alien civilization, yet we don't. High-power telescopes have looked through the universe and we have found no evidence of advanced civilizations on other planets. Groups such as the SETI Institute have been listening for decades with high-powered satellite dishes for communications throughout the universe and have heard nothing. We've sent probes into deep space with welcome packets begging aliens to make contact, and nothing has happened. The Fermi paradox gives four possibilities for this. One, we are some sort of intergalactic wildlife reserve where contact is not allowed, but we can be studied. Two, most civilizations destroy themselves before they get to the point where they can have intergalactic travel and colonization. Three, there is a hostile alien force that destroys civilizations once they get to a certain point. And four, we are alone in the universe. And honestly, I believe this has to be assumed until proven otherwise. So what about alien abductions? Researchers and experts say that, apart from a few attention seekers, these people are not lying. In other words, they experienced something. They believe they were abducted by aliens, and make no mistake, these beings claim to be from other solar systems and planets. But what are the messages these entities relay to these people? Are they kidnapping physicists and doctors to tell them how to achieve interstellar space travel or how to cure cancer, as one might think? No. These supposed aliens abduct everyday people and give them messages of a religious and apocalyptic nature, always incorporating a quasi-Christian viewpoint. In other words, according to these beings, the truth is God, angels, and Jesus are actually aliens. New religions, in particular the New Age religion, have come into existence based on the messages from these encounters. Why would highly technologically advanced beings from a far-off planet travel thousands or even millions of light years just to tell us that one of the Earth's religions got it wrong? Another piece of evidence that suggests these beings aren't what they say they are is that their point of origin has changed over the years. In the 1950s, they claimed to be from Mars and Venus. Then satellite probes proved these planets are devoid of life. Then they claimed to be from distant planets, but high-power telescopes show no sign of intelligent life. So now they claim to be from other dimensions. But the biggest piece of evidence not only proves that they are lying about who they are, but reveals who they actually are. A research group called CE4, which stands for Close Encounters of the Fourth Kind, is a UFO research group that deals with alien abductions. They are an evangelical Christian group, but they did not start off that way. It is commonly held in the UFO research world that if someone is abducted by aliens, there is nothing the person can do to stop it. They just have to bear with it until it's over. But the researchers at CE4 discovered that if the abductee invokes the name of Jesus, the abduction ends and the, quote, aliens run away. Betty Andreasen is one of the most well-known, documented, and scrutinized cases of alien abduction. In a book called The Andreasen Affair, written by her doctor Raymond Fowler, he writes, "Outside the changing room, the entities waited for Betty. She became fearful and prayed frantically for help. Ah, she thought to herself, what are they going to do to me? Oh, Jesus, be with me." Betty speaking. When I said that, the leader glanced at me quickly, sort of surprised or stunned. I guess he was reading what my thoughts were, and he seemed to move a little slower. I guess he was wondering what this was all about, because he said, "You'll be all right. Follow us. Please get in back of me again." He seemed a little concerned because he kept checking to see if I was getting in back. CE4 has over 800 cases, with around 400 who have agreed to give testimony on their website of people who have stopped abductions and stopped visitations altogether by these, quote, aliens by invoking the name of Jesus. Why would technologically advanced beings who abduct humans the same as we capture animals for a zoo be stopped by simply saying the name of Jesus? The only logical answer is they are not technologically advanced aliens from another planet. They are demons, trying to lure people away from the truth of Jesus Christ. Catholic exorcists say that Satan has a rule, anything but God. Demons will pretend to be your dead grandmother, a fairy in the forest, your animal spirit guide, a ghost, a false god, and yes, aliens from another planet. Whatever you are weak to, that will keep you from God and get you into hell. They will play that role. Until about 150 years ago, creatures that kidnapped people in the middle of the night, took them to an unknown place, tortured them, and performed lewd sexual acts on them, returning them a few days later deeply disturbed, were called fairies, elves, gnomes, or leprechauns. Do you really think people believed in elves and fairies for centuries until modern times without anything actually happening? When scientism took over in the late 19th and 20th centuries, people stopped believing in elves and fairies and the like, and started believing in extraterrestrials. So demons simply changed their identity. Same tricks, different names. It was superstition then, and it's superstition now. Until my next video, God bless.